have a go-go car. You see this line here?
I haven't drove no car.
Do you see?
Go ahead and take me to jail if you want to. I haven't drove no car. That car don't belong to me. See?
You finished?
Yes, sir.
You see this line?
Yes, I see that
line. All right, I want you to walk it.
Don't have to walk that line.
I want you to walk it.
Don't have to walk that line. You know why? If you want to take me to jail, go ahead and take me to jail. I don't owe nobody nothing, see? See what I mean? I don't owe nobody nothing. So if you want to take me to jail, that's okay with me.
Are you going to walk this line, mister?
Why should I walk the line?
All right.
Drug him out of the car.
We were sitting right back.
I don't give a damn if you was. You drug him out of the car. And I'm sorry to say that you didn't. You don't have no witness or anything, no. But he was in the car when you come and got him out of the car and asked him to walk the white line. Now, by God, that's the truth. I don't give a damn who you are or anything else. Wasn't he in the car? No, don't you say a damn word. He was in the car when you come and drug him out and flashed the flashlight in his face. And you know it's the damn truth. The hell with these goddamn Culver City cops. By God, I just got through paying one $27 ticket, and I got another one right here in my goddamn pocket. You want to see it, but I just got it a few minutes ago. Yes, that's my driver's license. You give a goddamn who knows it.
When we came down the street.
Listen, when you came down the street and you drug him out of the goddamn car.
Honey, would you please hush?
No, I won't hush. I'm getting goddamn tired of this goddamn cramp. Shit, every time you turn around, there's a goddamn cop on the corner.
Honey,
hell, I'll go back to Bellflower where I belong. Maybe I belong in the country or something, but goddamn it, you was in the goddamn car when he flashed the light on you. Hell, I'm not that goddamn drunk. I did have three beers.
Honey,
I'd walk in the goddamn street and I didn't want to walk.
Honey, I'm not driving no car.
I know you're not driving the car. And you was in your own goddamn perception when he went and stuck that goddamn light in your life.
Oh,
and your face.
Honey,
the hell with that. Well, I'm tired of this, goddamn it.
I know it.
I'm not keeping this goddamn city up.
I paid the 27.
The hell with them.
Here.
I'll fetch the chief and three of them. Piss on them.
Fine,
you damn right you'll handle it. God damn it, he was in the goddamn car when they went and flashed the light on. I'm getting tired of this goddamn Culver City business.
Just a minute.
Oh, now, listen, don't mess up with me, bud.
Don't walk off when I'm talking with you.
Well, all right, then talk to me at a nice tone of voice.
Keep your language.
Okay.
Clean.
All right, here, lift my arm. I got a right the same as you have. If you are a cop.
Yes, I'm a police officer.
All right, I don't give a damn if you're two police officers.
Honey, listen,
but now,
honey.
Just a minute.
Please take your hands off of me.
I will if you will not.
All right, please take your hands off of me.
All right, now let's keep your language down. Now, what is the trouble?
Honey, will
okay.
You
we stopped there. We didn't even go in the damn joint.
Let's watch your language, please. There's people present here.
He got out, and this, I don't know who he is or anything else, come past, he was sitting in the car seat, and I was trying to get him to go home. And whoever it was that was driving it for a patrol car or whatever it was, came and flashed the light on his face and asked him to get out.
That's
our profession,
procedure.
Isn't it?
That's perfectly normal procedure. I think we've stopped you once before, if I
remember. Oh, no, I beg your pardon. You've never stopped me before.
I think we have.
All right, where?
Right on Washington Boulevard. I think we stopped both of you.
Oh, no.
Oh, honey.
I've got a ticket right here tonight, yes.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
That's my business.
No, it's not your business.
Oh, yes,
business.
I beg your pardon. It is my business.
How much have you had to drink tonight?
How do I know?
Honey, will you please?
I can walk a straight line as you can.
Well, let's see you walk this line down.
Okay, I'm sure
I can. If you'll come back here, please, and walk it the way I want you to walk it. You place
yeah,
your heel and your toe together.
Toe to toe.
You've done it before?
No, I haven't did it before.
Well, then do it this way. Place your heel and toe together right down the line. You're not placing your heel and toe together. Look, like this. Put your heel and your toe together, right like that. Each time. See? Right like that. Put them together each time.
can't do it.
Try a minute, lady.
They told us that they belonged to one belonged to the brother, one belonged to this kid, but he left the register.
Oh, I hear you, John. I saw him moving out. One started and said, let's go. And I said, well, we're back.
Why not? I asked them for their parking tickets. Said they would throw them away. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Did you, and those parking tickets did you get for parking here?
The little tickets, we just said that, you know, and you come up, you know, so that. Then we were going to, remember, I said, I'll have to go get my hat, and then we were going to see if you find a parking ticket.
Oh, you said you left your hat. You said, well, I better go get my hat after I told you to hold the bike there. I said, where are you guys going? I said, those bikes belong to you. He said, yes. I said, let me show you your parking ticket.
And I said, well, we're just moving them so we can get them out of the way so we can park easy. That's what I was talking him about.
No, you said you had to go home early.
Well, I think it'd be a good idea to might as well take these kids down.
I don't know who the bikes belong to.
Well, we can run a DMV on the motor.
One of them has, yeah, we can run a DMV on one on the license plate.
I think
they got
it right here. I think
there's a license number on this one. It's 69921. It's a 53 plate on a Triumph.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one doesn't have a license plate on it. We'll check the license plate and tore off. Now, whether this kid tore it off or not, I don't know. He didn't, but he probably tore it off.
Well, we'll check it back down and check the bike themselves.
No, I haven't.
All right, now what was the tale about the bike belonging to you?
Who owned the blue bike?
I said that I did.
All right.
I said that because I didn't want to grab me right then.
Well, let's have him see the man right here that owns it.
I heard him say something about it.
You know, you just talked yourself into being arrested, Joe. We'll take you down and book you right now. That's as good as taking it right there. That's him.
Can anybody take a man's bike on it after the state's pushed in?
That wasn't taken.
A buddy of mine lost his bike just yesterday. If I could catch a sucker who did that.
Well, he wasn't going to take it.
That's what you were out for.
Yeah, we'll take him down and book him.
I've got a bike of my own.
Here, yeah, no, I feel.
Yeah, let me take you back in.
You plan to just drive the bike around, was that it, and then bring it back?
No, not on the parking lot. See, we weren't even going to leave. I can't even ride. I just pulled it out there.
You had no business borrowing a guy's bike to give yourself driving lessons. You know better than that.
Well, I wasn't even going to start. I started it, and the thing kept dying, so I just said, well, I'm going to sit here. And, well, he was going to do it. I mean, God, we weren't even going to try to get off the place there.
Well, my situation is I have a bike of my own. It's been in the shop about 2.5, 3 months. And I haven't ridden one. I wanted to ride one.
Well, I think that you should probably talk to somebody you know rather than take a bike at random. My gosh, you'd know how you'd feel if somebody borrowed yours maybe and took off with it, put a couple of dents in it or something.
Yeah.
You ought to think a little bit more. It's too late now, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It's a little late to think.
See, I sure hope I don't get in trouble.
I understand how that guy feels.
What do you think your folks are going to say?
Well, they'll understand as long as I tell them that I wasn't going to steal it or anything. I just moved it 10 feet. I mean, that's fine.
10 feet too far.
Yes, sir. Would they put you in jail for something like this?
I would put you in jail for this.
I'd rather imagine that they would.
Oh, no. God, I didn't do anything.
First time for everything, I guess, but I don't like this one.
Should have thought just a little bit more. Sometimes a little forethought is invaluable.
Yes, sir. Why do you have to put handcuffs on this one? Gosh, oh. Holy cow. All I did was just push it out.
You're lucky there were some policemen here this evening, or you might have come just short of being lynched.
God, I guess.
You ever stole anything or borrowed anything before?
Yes, sir, I did.
What was that?
Well, it was about 4 months ago. I got in trouble with some boys. They had taken never moving cars around. Anyway.
Do you like to steal things? Do you get any particular thrill out of it?
No.
They don't go
in. The policemen, we didn't get in trouble for it. They just, the captain, talked to us and everything, and he was nice about it. God, I would never do anything again the rest of my life after that. That made me feel...
Don't you think about stealing anything?
Gosh, it never even entered my mind that I was actually stealing anything. I wasn't stealing. I mean, 10 feet. I was just sitting on it, rolling it.
You see, they were calling it attempted theft, so...
God damn it. If I would have just sat there on it, well, I wouldn't have gotten in trouble.
If you could have,
Well, I mean, not like that, but... Well, you started pushing before I could get it back. The guy came up. The Culver City Cup guys pretty good?
Yeah, I believe they are. They appreciate cooperation, I know.
Well, they seem like good guys. I don't know. I've never had so much...
No, they're pretty mean at that now because they do think that we were stealing those other bags.
Where you fellas live?
Yes, you know.
Manhattan.
What are you doing up here?
We came in a motorcycle race.
How'd you get up here?
We caught a ride with some friends. We hitchhiking and they stopped and picked us up.
How many times have you been arrested?
Well, this is my second time, but then the other time, I didn't, they didn't book me or anything because they just talked to me.
How about you?
And I didn't know about it at first.
No trouble.
Huh?
No trouble.
Never at all. Well, all we gotta do is call downtown and find out.
Yeah.
This time, we're
going to
take in and book you.
Oh, never mind.
Yes,
ma'am. Nothing, I was just thinking.
Well, there's a lot of guys down in Juvenile Hall and Broadcast doing the same thing.
Gosh, I guess it is, and you guys have a lot of trouble around here, but...
Based on the fact there were just two of them stolen the last 2 weeks down here.
There what?
What?
One night?
No, one a night.
What do you got, Paul?
Well, about 9:25, we got a call to the stadium to meet the officer down there. We get down there, and Bob Englander brought the special guard over, and this fellow told us that he had caught these two kids trying to make off with a couple of motorcycles down there. So after we questioned him, we found out that the one kid had rode the motor away from the spot the owner had parked it in, probably 25, 30 feet, and the guard stopped him, and the kid gave him a story that he was going home to get his hat, that he had forgotten it. And he asked him if he had a ticket to get in. He said, well, no, he threw the stub away. One thing led to another, and first thing you know, the second kid rides over on the motor, and the guy asked him if that was his bike. He says, yeah, that was his bike. And first thing you knew, they were contradicting themselves, saying that the friend of theirs, the guy that owned it, said they could ride around the lot. So we talked to the kids, and oh, no, they weren't going to steal it, and this and that, but we brought them in and booked them on it anyway, and we contacted both the owners of the bikes, and they locked the bikes up then.
Neither of the owners gave them permission to drive the bikes?
No. In fact, neither of the owners even knew either one of the kids.
Chances are it might be some of the trouble we've been having out there before, too.
Could be, with those two that were stolen this last month.
How old are they?
One's 15, the other's 17.
We had them before, they have any kind of record?
The 15-year-old boy said he was picked up once for joyriding in new cars with a gang of kids, but there was no prosecution occurring to him. The other boy said he hadn't been in any kind of trouble at all.
Okay, Paul, I'll talk to him, see what we can find out.
Bye.
I'm 15.
Have you ever been in any trouble before?
Yes, sir, I was.
What?
Well, it had to do with some cars about 4 or 5 months ago. I was with some boys and we got some trouble with the El Segundo of the police department.
What kind of trouble?
Well, it was a new car lot and they figured out a way to take and get the keys and everything, and then they'd take it out for night and they'd bring it back, see, that night. And I was with them, see, and but there was no charges pressed. The police just talked to us and everything, and said because we had good records and everything, they let us go. And
been any other
other trouble?
No, sir.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you, we do things one of two ways here. We either do it the easy way, or we do it the hard way. The easy way is when I ask questions, I want the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The hard way is the first time I catch you lying, that's the end. Got it?
Yeah.
What were you doing out there at the parking lot tonight?
Well, it was intermission for the motorcycle scene. We went out there, and so he says, "Well, he was going to take one for up and down the little runway, you know, where the cars park this way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to drive it up and down like this, see?" And so I don't know how to drive one myself, so I sat down on one, and he started it and drove it out and started to go someplace, and then I got on mine and it started, and as it started it scared me. I let go of the clutch and the thing just took off and it rolled up there, and I pulled in the clutch and it chugged down and stopped. And then the guy come up and he asked us what we were doing, and then that's when the police came, and they said that we were, you know, that it was a, what'd they call it? Well, anyway, they thought we were going to steal it. We weren't going to steal them.
How often do you go out there?
This is the first time I've been in a long time. I go with my mother usually.
What part of town do you live in?
El Segundo.
El Segundo.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time you were out here?
The motorcycle?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or at that stadium?
Gosh, let's see. It must have been, what was when my dad was home? Sometime in July.
You didn't talk to any owners of the motorcycle, did you?
No, sir, I didn't.
You didn't have their permission to be on?
No, sir, I didn't.
Probably a lucky thing the police arrived and not the owner.
Yeah. They were pretty good guys about it.
You know, I used to ride motors for the city here.
You did?
Yeah. Up until the time I made sergeant.
Mm.
And I used to have my own motor, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have killed anybody that ever fooled around my motor.
Yeah. All I see is, at least I didn't go out and steal anything. That's the thing that is good.
Of course, in our minds, we don't know whether you were going to steal it or not.
Yeah, you guys don't know. But Mom will understand.
We don't want anything like this to happen again.
Oh, gosh, no. Jesus, we only stop to think about it for a minute. That's all you have to do is stop and think.
When you get on that motorcycle, that's when you started to commit a felony.
When just sitting on it, just putting your hands on it.
When you started to move that, when that thing started to move.
It was a felony.
That's right, whether you were going to ride it up and down in the parking lot or whether you took it out on the street. That's stealing.
Gosh.
Well, we're going to release you to your mother tonight, and then you'll have to come back for a hearing.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, it'll be determined what action will be taken. It behooves you in the meantime to play it straight.
Oh, God. I'm...
All right.
I've really been playing it cool and keeping out of trouble on account of that last bit. Gosh, isn't... Holy cow, that's all I can say.
Well, I think you got a good break in the last one.
Yeah, he was a good guy about it. See, there was four or five boys, I don't remember, and he talked to us all, and our moms went up, and he didn't, you know, we didn't get in, we knew that we did wrong and everything, and we didn't hurt anything, and so he was real good about it. They were all good guys.
Okay, son, you want to come back upstairs with me?
All right.
Buddy up there. We have two ways of doing things. The easy way and the hard way. The easy way is that we talk the thing out and find out what it's all about. You cooperating with us and we cooperating with you. The hard way is if you just don't don't cooperate at all or start lying. So I go along and believe everything you tell me until I catch in one lie. When I catch in one lie, that ends the interview.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Got it?
Okay.
You ever been arrested for anything?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Mm-hmm.
You ever been picked up by the police for anything?
Not here.
Where?
In Texas.
What for?
It was suspicion.
What?
I was the next door neighbor being robbed.
What did they do with you?
They just checked my footprint. They got one of the footprints and saw it wasn't me. And they got the gun.
Anything else?
No.
You ever had any trouble with the Elsie gun with the police?
No, sir.
Well, what was going on tonight out here at the stadium?
Oh, that was all my idea, sir. We came out of the stadium. We were in the stadium just before intermission. And I've got a motorcycle in the shop. It's a small motor. And it's been in about 2.5 or 3 months. And I haven't ridden a motor in ages. I mean, it seemed like long enough to me. I like motorcycles. And so it's really my suggestion to go out there and start one and ride it down the parking lot. I mean, you can see I wasn't going to drive away. And, I wasn't even facing the direction to leave. And the man came, and he wasn't even going to drive one away because he couldn't drive. And so he got his, and he started it. And he hit the gear shift, somebody had jumped in gear. And he'd caught and rolled out to almost where I was. And he put on the brake on his front gear, and it died. And the man came up and sat there and talked to us a while. And that's more special place came than the police. And the people that fixed it up. I mean, the theft hadn't even entered my mind when we were driving.
Well, what would you consider a theft?
Taking one and riding it off somewhere and not bringing it back. I mean, that's my version of theft.
Well, there's two types of theft that involving automobiles. One is where you take it with the intent to deprive the owner of the vehicle permanently. The other is what they call joyriding. You can take it out for a joyride with the intent to either return it to the owner or to leave it so that the owner eventually gets it. The minute you got on that motorcycle, the minute you moved it, you committed a crime. Same thing. If you had a motorcycle and you parked it and went in there, why somebody drove yours around, it'd be the same thing with that person there.
Yes, yes, sir.
And I would imagine that you'd be pretty upset if somebody fooled around with your motor.
Yes, right.
Probably just as well you didn't meet the owner.
I'm sorry, sir.
I mean, at the time that you were on it before the police arrived. We're going to release you to your parents. You'll be notified to appear back in a hearing. That time will determine whether or not we're going to file charges against you. In the meantime, your story is the same as your buddy's. I'm taking it for face value that you're both telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, before you come up to the hearing, why your conduct and your attitude is going to mean a lot, whether we file charges or whether we handle it within the department.
Mm-hmm.
You're fortunate that neither one of the owners of the motorcycle wants to prefer charges. Okay, we'll take you back upstairs, and when your mother arrives, we'll release you.
Mm-hmm.
Between now and the time they come back, we'll behave yourself.
Yes, I know.
No more of this.
I've been behaving myself before I came down here. May I have a cigarette, sir?
Yeah.
I took mine away from me.
Both of them. Hello. Come in, please. I'm Sergeant Perkins. I've talked to both of the boys, and they both tell me the same story. So I'm taking them on their word. As I say, I talked to both of them individually. They both told the same story. And we're going to release them to you people at the present time. Now, you will be notified by mail to come back to a juvenile hearing. And at that time, it will be determined what action will be taken. And in the meantime, if you have any problems with the boys that we can help you with, although you're not in our city, we'll still be very happy to help you.
We haven't had any problems with the boys before. We were quite surprised tonight.
I think it was a case of just not stopping to think.
My son has owned a motorcycle.
That's what he said.
And I think it's the modern age of speed and everything else.
It worries me quite a bit.
I mean, they don't stop to think, really.
My son has wanted a motorcycle so bad that he can taste it, but just...
Well, both the boys have had a little time to go, especially your son. The younger, how old is he, 15?
He'll be 16 the 28th of this month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't mind riding them. I think it's a wonderful thing, but if they appreciate what the machinery will do.
Well, we're not a motorcycle.
You have to respect that motor.
That's right.
And until they learn to respect that motor,
they shouldn't have one.
They're not winning. Mm-hmm.
I'll be very, very honest with you also. One of the reasons why I decided to let them go home is because their attitude is very good, both of them.
I'm glad to hear that.
And I told them very frankly when we sat down that they wanted to cooperate and tell the truth. Why, fine, if they didn't, the door was going to shut on them and that would be the end of it. So they both were very, they talked right up. And your boy took the responsibility for it. He said it was his idea. You don't very often find a boy that'll come out and admit it that readily.
Just recently, he said, Mother, if you tell the truth, you never have to retrace yourself. You can tell the same story over and over. That's okay, then. Regardless of how bad it is, if you'll always tell the truth, you can tell the same story again.
You can tell me that, as far as I'm concerned, both of them told the truth, and as a result, they're going home tonight.
Okay?
I'm
glad to hear it.
Okay, here I come again on the ground.
Yeah.